All right, it is the Rundown, Thursday, January 7th, brought to you by Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel, perfect if you're sick and tired of traditional old workout gear. Everything is designed to work out in, but doesn't look or feel like it. So comfortable, I want to wear it all the time. The product is incredibly versatile. It can be used for just about any activity, like running, training, yoga, but it's also great for lounging or weekend errands. Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. Get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at vuoriclothing.com/rundown. That's vuori-clothing.com. Just vuoriclothing.com. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but you can enjoy free shipping on any U.S. order over $75 and free returns. Go to Vuori Clothing, vuoriclothing.com/rundown, and discover the versatility of Vuori Clothing.
Do we have like 5 minutes to talk about how good Vuori is? Because I love them.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're so comfortable. You don't even have to exercise in them. You can just lounge around in them all day. Take your time.
You still have like 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, that's all I had to say.
Bibbs, Nick, welcome. We have a little SAS fact checking. Casey just staring there for some reason.
You know, after everything that's going on, I think people need to hear the opinion of little Sasquatch.
Yeah, so what's everyone been up to? How's
Not
everyone's
much.
Wednesday evening?
You know, same old.
Same old, same yeah. old. Yeah.
Took it easy.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of stuff happening yesterday in America, and people were like, where do we turn, whose opinions do we need to hear right now? And they said, well, Tommy Smokes, Bibbs, Nick, and Chimin from Little Sasquatch, I think, is the best possible way.
First of all, that's a lie, because the text you sent me while I was on trivia was, Nick, can you do Rundown? I've already asked everybody.
No. To be clear, we're doing the Rundown at 12 today because we got a lot of stuff later on. So if 6 hours from now, like, Trump is impeached from the 25th Amendment or something and it's not talked about, that's why. But, you know, America, it's, you know, a lot of people protesting down there in D.C., breaking in and whatnot. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean...
You know, we're not going to really get into our political opinions, but a couple of non-political highlights. People were thinking Via Getty was a real person. That was alarmingly stupid. Mm-hmm. That people were like, Via Getty is the name of the person that stole the podium.
The guy that stole the riot shield, my mentions have blown up. They say he looks exactly like me, and he's just an ugly man. So that was cool, but I got a lot of those.
It was not you.
Michelangelo will probably put him right here or here. Actually, both. He'll do both.
But yeah, you know, I don't think we got too much else to...
I mean, the guy that they
caught... Well, Vibbs was there.
I was there.
Right, so, you were there. Yeah,
so why don't you run us through...
I'm not going to pass on an opportunity to climb a massive wall. You know what I mean? That's just exciting to me.
You're a parkour guy.
No, the guy that was stealing the podium that they thought was Via Getty, it kind of does look like his name was Via Getty. Was named Via Getty.
I mean, Via Getty would be a hell of a name. It'd be a cool-ass name, Via Getty.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I don't know what else
I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think we covered it well.
Yeah, that was pretty in-depth.
Couple of crazy pictures.
It's bad.
It was bad. It was bad. Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, they got some good selfies out of it for themselves, but it was bad overall.
Overall bad. Don't do that.
You know what? I'm going to play devil's
bad.
Advocate.
Shame on you.
No, I'm kidding.
Shame
no,
on
not.
You. Bad.
No, I'm not.
That I think that that's
bad.
Really
it was bad.
It was bad, right? I think Little Sasquatch.
It was bad.
I think we can all unanimously agree. Yeah. You know, you don't break into the U.S. Capitol building.
You're on a mission from someone to steal the Declaration of Independence.
The way they walked out, it really looked... I took a field trip to the United States Capitol in Albany in sixth grade, and it really had a similar vibe to it.
In Albany?
Or the New York State Capitol. Sorry. Fun fact about that trip. Fun little story. I think his name was Tom Alfredi or some shit. He was like a U.S. state representative.
All right, before you finish, I can tell this is going to be fun. This is going to be a blast.
He was talking about Mariah Carey to all of us on the field trip, and it was like 50 of us. And he was like, I don't know why this came up. He's like, who here would date Mariah Carey? And I was the only one that raised my hand. And nobody else on the entire field trip raised their hand. And it was like, yeah, like, I like girls. Like, it was like that type of vibe. You know, me and Tom Alfredi really hit it off.
What?
Yeah.
Was he just horny? And he's like,
I don't remember why it came up. I don't remember. But he's like, I know a lot of guys here, right? They'd go on a date with Mariah Carey, raise their hand. And I was the only one that raised my hand. And that sticks with me for some reason. Anyway, there's a new cartoon show in Denmark about a man with a huge penis. It's a children's show aimed at 4 to 8-year-olds. It's called John Dillermand. And he goes on missions. He goes on fishing trips. He gets ice cream. He sketches paintings. He goes on rescue missions.
You can't sketch a painting.
Etches paintings.
You paint paintings.
Well, that's, I was just reading the description off the website. And he uses his huge penis to do all this. I actually think it's a pretty good idea for a show, but not for 4 to 8-year-olds.
I auditioned for the role. And you got... I method act.
Right.
So I grew out my penis, and I just didn't get the role.
It's a cartoon. They decided to go with cartoon instead.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have fancy CGI nowadays. So
it was too lifelike.
So I get fishing. I'd imagine he uses his penis to fish, right, as the...
Yeah,
ice cream.
Yeah, he uses it to scoop ice cream. I don't know why you don't just use a spoon.
It would be way easier.
Way easier.
You get ice cream on your
way
penis.
More sanitary as well.
Yeah, he said he follow the thing that I read. It says he follows his penis into hijinks. So like his penis gets into trouble, and then he has to like fix it. So I think that's a great message to send to like 4 to 8-year-olds. Like your fire hose hog is going to get you in some pretty big trouble.
Yeah, like listen, if something happens, it's not your fault. It has a mind of its own.
Yeah.
You know,
did you say
message.
that he paints with it?
Yeah.
With his penis?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a guy that actually did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On TikTok, I wrote a blog about him. He came up on my TikTok feed and there was this painting behind him. And someone was like, "Did you paint those?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then it's like, he goes closer and he's like. It's just like he dipped his dick in paint and pressed it up against the canvas like 100
times.
Very
telling that that's what's on your For You page.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pretty sure he's on Guinness Book of World Records for painting the most paintings with his penis.
Probably. Is he actually?
Yeah, seriously.
What would you like to get in the Guinness Book of World Records? What do you think you have the best shot of getting in the Guinness Book of World Records for?
I don't. I'm not really the best. I would not be the best at anything.
You don't have to be the best at anything. You just have to... I mean, the guy who paints pictures... does paintings with his penis isn't actually good at it. He just does it more than anyone else.
Vibs?
I don't know. Right now, the grossest thing I'm thinking of is having, like, the most New Yorkers spit in your mouth. And you just stand at a subway gate. Yeah. And
that would be
walk
pretty
by
easy
and...
to break right now, probably.
But,
I said I wanted to have the most godchildren. Just wanted to be the godfather of the moment.
Yeah.
I only have one right now, so I'm lagging.
Do you?
I do have one, yeah, but I'm
behind. Who's the...
It's just... random. No,
say their name.
My cousin's son.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway.
Do you have to get him gifts for Christmas and stuff?
Yeah, I mean,
my mom
buys them and I give my mom money for it, basically.
But then you gotta pay all those kids, you gotta get all those kids presents. You know what I mean?
Necessarily. I'm a long-term investment as a godfather. So 10 years from now, 15 years from now, when I'm rich and famous, then obviously I'll be able to pay more. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Movement. With fair prices, unexpected color, and clean original designs, Movement grew into one of the fastest growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. Movement watches have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch, but cost a fraction of the price. Movement also has Everscroll blue light filtering glasses that are a game changer. It really helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns, and I love the modern style of their frames. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/rundown. Once again, that's mvmt.com/rundown. Moving on, influencers are deemed free of travel restrictions because going on luxury vacations is considered a part of their job for Instagram and other social media platforms. Hell of a gig.
Yeah, good on them. I'm not going to hate.
I think there's a lot of unnecessary hate directed towards these influencers. But if I was a hot girl, there's no way I'd have any other job but that. I'd be posting my feet, whatever I could do online all day. I'd go to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, whatever the fuck it is, like every month. I would absolutely take advantage of my life.
That's pretty lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But is it, though? I think, like, you know, it is a talent to consistently...
To be hot.
I think being hot is more of a talent than people give it credit for. I think you have to stay in shape. You have to care about your look. You have to work on your appearance. You have to make sure you hit all the angles. Somebody who, you know, ran the smoke show page for years, you've come to appreciate the hard work and effort that these girls put in.
Yeah. It's
more than just
TNA.
It's
a fine line, but a lot of work to be a local smoke show and a regular. Like,
to
cross the threshold from smoke show of the week from local.
So we have our local smoke shows are in the Northeast. That's anywhere northeast.
I thought they were
New
just
York.
Less good looking.
Well, I don't say that. Every girl is beautiful in their own way.
Only girls, about guys.
Guys as well. I mean, the local, it's a smaller player pool to select from. So sure, the overall hotness average of the national smoke shows will be higher. You have 50 states to choose from as opposed to, I don't know, 6 or so. So
I hate to be crass, but fuck, marry, kill, local smoke show, Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's tough.
You're killing the local.
You got to marry Mariah Carey for the money. You have to fuck the national smoke show and kill the... But the locals have a place in my heart, but yeah, you have to kill the local.
Mariah Carey's just going to divorce you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'd marry Mariah Carey for a month if it meant I got an ounce of clout.
No, she's got a prenup clause. Oh, yeah. You know she's got a prenup clause, though.
Yeah, it's not even the money. It's more so the fame I'd get from that I could then parlay into money.
Yeah.
I
think the government got this influencer thing right. Glad the government did something right for once.
Yes, it's about time. Moving on, Elon Musk, now the richest person in the world. Tesla stock moved up past Amazon, so he's past Jeff Bezos now. You strike me as a guy with a strong opinion on Elon Musk.
I don't have a strong opinion on literally anything.
I look at you and I'm like, this guy has a strong opinion.
It couldn't have happened
Musk.
To a better, more sane guy. I'm sure no bad will come from this. He could take over the world if he wanted to, but we just got to trust him.
Yeah,
I thought that Jeff Bezos was at like plus over 200 billion.
Apparently,
he's like 150 or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 184 million or something right now.
Yeah, well, no, Elon Musk is at that.
Right. So Bezos must have dipped a little bit.
Yeah. I think Bezos is at like 120 billion. Like, I think he's down.
Is that divorce running on
dry? Well, you're the fact checker.
Yeah. You have a phone. None of us are allowed on our phones right now. You're the only one with access. Elon Musk, I'm kind of at the point where he should just become Batman or something, or I've had enough of him. Like, if anyone's going to become Iron Man, it would be Elon Musk.
He would not be a good guy.
I hate Elon Musk
with a
passion.
I'm with you.
He sucks.
I think there's a big Elon Musk.
Like, he's just like
Trent,
the worst.
Trent, I know, is like the biggest Elon Musk.
Sass hates him because he sucks and he's the worst.
I agree. Yeah. I like that reasoning. I think there's a big Elon Musk bubble. I mean, I know he has Tesla, but what else has he done? You know what I mean?
SpaceX.
He just talks about these.
Are you a Musk?
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
He does acid and he's like, you should put a car in
it. Yeah, no. He literally was like, we're going to build a tube underneath the ground that
this
cars can travel
Bonner,
through.
Everybody.
It's a tunnel. You invented a tunnel.
You replaced Give NASA them the in like 5 years.
Yeah, because NASA, they're just like, yeah, well, fuck it. We're done with this. We're not going to fund it.
What are you on? Elon Musk's payroll or something?
Yeah.
Did he start PayPal too?
Kevin's a tall
That's
glass
how he got
of
his,
That's how he got
in
his
first
money.
Place,
yeah. So he's done.
That's
he's done
started?
Stuff. Yeah.
PayPal?
Before PayPal, there was
So why are you so pro Elon Musk?
I'm pro Elon Musk because I don't think he cares about the money for himself. He, like, actually wants to...
Better the
okay,
world.
Okay, so your opinion is just about as good as his.
Yeah.
No.
You're just saying, you're just opposite sides of the
spectrum. He doesn't do it. He's not, like, going to...
But that's just your opinion.
You don't think it's a little money motivated?
I think it's a little ego motivated, maybe, but not money, no.
You don't think there's any part of him that's like, oh, man, I'm glad I have all this money?
No, I think he wants to, like, get humanity to Mars.
You think his intentions are...
You think he's a bad guy.
I think SpaceX is the goal for him.
But that's bad or good.
No, that's good. Because the Earth is going to be gone one day. So we need a plan B.
Enough of...
Little Sass, your opinion seems much
you know
more
what?
Reasonable.
No,
okay, but there's nothing... What is SpaceX going to do? Like, he's like, oh, we're going to put a car in... We're going to put a car in space. Like, that's a waste of $10 billion.
No, they have, like, rockets.
Hey, when is that going to happen?
Yeah,
in 7
like
million years?
Years from now. Somewhere.
And I don't know.
So what do you think about his simulation?
He's
above,
I just think he,
his
like...
His simulation theory is basically that... We're living in a simulation because basically society is advancing so much that it's inevitable that we'll advance to a point where we can build a simulation and simulate life. So either that's happened already and we're living in it, or it's
that's
going.
The Matrix.
He watched The Matrix.
He watched
it's
The
going
Matrix.
To happen one day. It's such a crock of shit. I don't think he can just say we're advancing to that point. I think it's literally impossible to build the simulation like this.
Elon Musk is just a phony who watched The Matrix and has apparently watched like Apollo 13.
No, like that's exactly like I think he gets like. I mean, obviously, I'm sure he's a smart guy, but like he's like on Joe Rogan, he's like. He's like, when I was little, I thought they were going to put me in a prison because my brain works differently than other people. Okay. It's like, you're not that smart.
His brother, like...
He's acting like he's some sort of alien.
Opens all these restaurants and had this fund that he was supposed to help employees
with. I have another kill, fuck, marry for you, little sass. Elon Musk, Addison Rae, Bryce Hall.
Well, I guess I would marry Elon Musk for the money. I would kill Bryce Hall and fuck Addison Rae.
You fucking dog.
Yeah, you would.
You horny little fuck.
All right, little Sass wants to fuck Addison Rae. Right. Get that on record.
I don't. Just to be clear.
Well, you chose her.
I mean,
I had to.
If you had to, you would.
If I had to, I would. But I don't want to.
Next up, we got... So, last... rundown before the NFL playoffs. Sean Payton wanted to quarantine 50,000 Saints fans in like a super bubble, like the fucking Simpsons movie, basically, so that they could all come to the Metrodome on Sunday. I love that idea.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
I think I would like to live in a bubble like that for a couple weeks. I think that'd be cool.
But you're quarantining in this bubble just to go.
But it's 50,000 people, so are you really?
Just to go to a football game, which is football I love, but it's more enjoyable for me to watch on TV when you can't tailgate, when you can't go to the concession stand and drink. Like, it's just.
I would prefer to watch it on TV even if everything was hip humming along.
So
I'd still.
Imagine. How exhausting it is just going to a football game, but now you have to quarantine for 10
days. No, I think
I would
like the quarantine part more than the football game. I'm enamored.
Well, you can quarantine without going to
a football game. No, but with 50,000 people in like a giant bubble?
Are you thinking a literal bubble?
I think so. In my head, yes. It's like, in my head, it is exactly like the Simpsons movie, where they have like the big plastic like half dome over like a few towns. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
But you wouldn't see other people.
Yeah,
you would see the other 49,000.
No,
you wouldn't.
To quarantine.
You're.
Well, yeah. It's a
because
good point.
If one person has it, then everyone's going to get it.
Yeah.
It'd be awful.
All right, I'm not on that. But okay. I do respect the idea from Sean.
Yeah, I feel like there's no home field advantage with COVID anymore, so it doesn't really matter if you're the one seed, except for the bye.
Yeah.
But.
NFL playoffs, I think should be a good weekend. First time I've ever had 6 playoff games in the same weekend. We got Bills-Colts, Seahawks-Rams. Seahawks-Rams, that's going to be the worst game of the weekend.
Why is that?
Just boring. Two teams we see play each other a lot. Offenses aren't too good. If Jared Goff doesn't play, I think the Seahawks are just going to roll through them.
Do you think Cleveland and Pittsburgh is going to be a bad game?
No, I'm excited. I think that's going to be a almost must-watch game because of, well, first of all, Browns' first playoff game in 18 years, and then also you have the factor of the Browns just don't have a coach.
Yeah. Which is astounding to me. He should just be able to coach from... the booth.
So Jeff Lowe keeps saying, and he's not here, we can't ask him, but he keeps saying that how the NFL is screwing the Browns. What does he want them? What does he want them to do?
I don't know.
They can't like just push back the playoffs for this, I don't think.
No.
It'll be interesting because what if the Steelers win and they play the Browns and then they all get COVID and then they're screwed the next week?
I was thinking that. Yeah, like the Steelers win, they all get COVID on the field, and then it's never ending.
Whoever plays just gets COVID. Yeah.
Just only one team in the Super Bowl will end up having a head coach.
Yeah.
Should be good NFL playoffs. We got the Pro Football Show is filming after this. We got stool streams today. Crazy day. Again, in case it wasn't clear, bad. All that stuff was
very
bad.
We do not condone that.
Yeah, don't condone
that. Which camera mode? That one? We don't condone that.
Don't condone that. I think that's about it. We will see you guys.
Wait, fights. What's your opinion on what happened yesterday in D.C.?
I'm
no, we'll just cut it. We'll cut it.